Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Pat Allen Empowered Communication Call-In Show on LA Talk Radio. I am Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen's WAN Institute. We are a nonprofit organization that has been supporting the groundbreaking relationship work of our own world-renowned psychotherapist, Dr. Pat Allen, for more than 50 years. The WAN Institute currently offers help and guidance with communication tools, and we currently offer ongoing monthly ladies groups facilitated by Dr. Pat Allen, myself, and Kelly Ward. We also offer one-on-one relationship communication coaching. And if you want more information on ladies groups or one-on-one coaching, please call the office at 949-723-0338, or you can email me at info@drpatallen.com. Before we get started, grab a pen and paper so you can write down the call-in number. It's 323-203-0815. If you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back. Please make sure you pick up the call back as well as enter the number in your contact list to eliminate the call going to spam. Tonight, we have Dr. Pat Allen and Patricia Eltage. Dr. Pat Allen, you want to talk to the audience?
I totally want to, and I want to thank you for having me. And so, yes.
Yeah. Please tell us a little bit about what you I know you have some ongoing ladies groups that you currently have 9 groups going. There's 5 ladies in each group, and there's different days and times available. There is a long wait list, but if the ladies want to contact me, I'm more than happy to put them on the wait list, or they can join Kelly's or my ladies groups until you have a seat opening. Tell us a little bit more about what you do in your ladies groups.
What we do is we talk about what I specialize in as a transactional analyst, to teach people how to negotiate without inciting anger, if possible. It's beware of your thoughts, they become words. Beware of your words. So by teaching people how to communicate when they're emotional, they really are able to get through it. And we've had a number of women in the classes who have managed to get engaged, have managed to get married. And so I'm very, very happy that what I've studied is paying off for human beings to love one another.
And what is the book that you recommend everybody read, Getting to I Do? And it's A Man's World in a Woman's Universe, which you could find on Amazon.com if the audience wants to order a copy. There is a book, Staying Married and Loving It, which is out of print, but you may be able to find a couple of copies on Amazon as well.
So that's what I do. I teach communicating with respect and cherishing.
Great. Can I tell a little bit of the audience about what my groups are about?
Yes.
Okay. My monthly lady groups will go over understanding the masculine and feminine energy systems and the masculine feminine wounds and how to heal your wounds. Generally, the ladies hold the deepest wounds, mostly from the father and at times the mother. These wounds manifest in the body and cause pain and overall unhappiness. Masculine wounds develop when fathers are emotionally or physically unavailable to the child. The child has no safe, structured support. This develops masculine wounds that shut down and build masculine walls around your feminine heart. Learning and processing awareness can heal your masculine wounds. I will also teach your feminine mystique how not to be a doormat, how to duty date, tools to communicate effectively, not emotionally, and ask for what you want and not want, If you want more information regarding my ladies groups, please contact me at the office for a 15-minute discovery Zoom session. The number to reach the office is 949-723-0338, or you can email me at info@drpatallen.com. You can also be on Dr. Allen's wait list if you want to join her ladies groups as well.
So,
what else do you want to tell the audience? We have a guest that's going to call you that wants to talk to you as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We have people that want to say how great, you know, how that you've helped them. So, well, Sam's giving her a call right now. Oh, you're on.
Hello?
Do you want to say hello to Dr. Pat Allen?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Pat Allen. It's one of your old students from about 13 years ago. How are you? It's Kathy Katz.
Yes, I know you well.
I just wanted to say it's good to hear your voice, and we miss you, and we hope you're enjoying your little part-time retirement.
Yes, well, I like the hours better, and it's going well, and I'm glad. How are yours going? You're a student, and you are teaching.
Yes. Once a week, and Talk to Kathy is still sharing the messages of Dr. Pat Allen and Dr. Eric Byrne, and it's been great. And I just want to share with your listeners that, especially the new ones, please read all of Dr. Pat Allen's books. Each one is a jewel. And they're for all your relationships. It's just not romantic. It's for business relationships and family. But I just have one question for you tonight.
What's that?
In your 50 years experience being a therapist, what are the reasons you believe some people are not coachable?
Are not what?
Coachable.
They're not comfortable.
Coachable.
You're saying coachable.
Yeah,
correct.
And I'm teachable because they're scripted by their parents, their politics, their governments, their whatever, to not let anybody in to disrupt what they've been taught by what they consider their God. It isn't God, because if it were God, they would be loving one another and working at getting along. So people that are unteachable are so scripted that no one can get inside. They do intimidating with fear. They do seducing with guilt and shame. They don't communicate with respect. Men need to be respected. Women need to be cherished. And if they're not, they're unteachable.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But your message is worth so much. And I really cannot emphasize, especially to your recent new people that are calling in the show, read the books that Dr. Pat wrote and that Dr. Pat refers. I mean, in 50 years, Dr. Pat, how many books do you think you've referred?
What was the question?
How many books have you shared with everyone over the 50 years? Over 1,000?
Yes. I've written 7.
Wow. And each one is a jewel. Each one. Thank you so much. Yes, and I want to make sure there's time for other people to call in. So, Sue, thanks a lot, and it's great to hear you, and I wish you well, and to all the listeners.
Did you get married by learning my work?
Oh, yes. We celebrated 27 years this year, and
Yay. Thank
you. Yes, 27 years. Yes, and I also worked with my husband for 17 of those 27. And if it wasn't for your communication tools, it would not have worked.
Thank you for calling and saying.
Absolutely.
I hope to be on the show a couple of times a month to pick up questions. So carry on in your world. I'll do mine, and we'll make it a better one.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you for everything. Thanks, Sue. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kathy.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Kathy Katz was one of Pat's first students way back when, and she's carrying the message. What else can you tell us about your ladies' groups? Do you teach them how to date and relate or use the tools on duty dating?
Pardon?
What else do you teach your ladies in the group? Do you help them with duty dating?
I help them with the tools to negotiate. I help them with duty dating. I help them with their guilt and shame. Basically, what I do is help them be spiritually sound people.
And you also still offer life script sessions every Friday. We offer it at 12 or 2 in the afternoon Pacific time. Tell the audience, if you want to schedule a life script session with Dr. Pat, you can call me at the office or email me at info@drpatallen.com. Tell us a little bit about your life script, what you offered when your life script session.
Well,
you're talking about it with Kathy.
Eric Byrne didn't like Sigmund Freud's way of teaching communication, superego, ego, id. He recreated it into parent, adult, child, that even an 8-year-old would understand if the therapist said, draw a picture of your mama. Anyway, scripts are what are printed in your nervous system that I go over with you. And you then have a choice of whether you want to do it your way or you want to keep on doing it their way, even though it's not getting you what you want out of life. So what I do is basically you get 27 questions and you fill them out. And I don't know anything about you, except that you give me this evaluation, and then I talk about it. If you want to read a great book by a transactional analyst, Claude Steiner has written, he's dead now, but he's written a book, and it's called Scripts People Live. And I go in and show them what it is, and then those people can change their language, which is what a transactional analyst does, and thereby negotiate a better way of life. So that's what I do.
Perfect. And if they want to set up, it's a 1-hour life script session. If you want to set one up, you just call me at the office. She offers them on Fridays. Friday afternoons.
Info, that's what you set aside.
And she also will go over hi-bye letters. That's a 15-minute session. We offer that. If you want information on what the hi-bye letter is, the format, just contact me at the office, and I'll send you the format, and then you can set up an appointment with Dr. Allen to go over and critique it before you send it out. So
good.
Do you want... So that's it. And so anything else you want to share with the audience?
What I want to share is that I really like my job that I have now, which is not as big and heavy as I had. And that's what semi-retirement is all about. I'm also glad that I get to see the values that people get from people who are willing to help human beings get along in life. So it's a good example for me to show my family, starting and being with my own kids, and Sue is one of them. I have 4 children and bunches of grandchildren and great-grandchildren, And luckily, I like who I am now. So if you want to get something to help you be what you want to be, see me.
Yeah, contact me at the WAN Institute. Yeah, contact me at the WAN Institute if you want information regarding Dr. Allen's services or my services. We have a whole, I can give you the, we have a recommended book list I can send you. It's www.wantinstitute.net. It has all of Dr. Allen's recommended book list. So with that, will you join us in another 2 weeks, Dr. Allen?
Absolutely, and be prepared to ask me questions.
Oh, we did get all the questions. You answered all the questions.
Oh, good.
Yeah, perfect.
Good.
A lot of information. Okay. So we're going to take off and do a couple of question call-in questions. We have Patricia Eltage and myself are going to take questions. So we will
Great.
Let you go.
Great.
And we'll see you in another 2 weeks. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
Bye.
You. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Okay. We have the call line open for callers to call in. 323-203-0815. We have Patricia Eltage that will be on tonight. Patricia has worked with Dr. Allen for almost over 20 years, and she's a transactional analyst, and she's also an author and dream analysis. Patricia, are you there? Do you want to tell us a little bit about you? Patricia, I think you have your mic off. Patricia.
Oh.
Patricia, your mic's still off.
Oh, hang on a second. Okay, there we go. Here I am. I am on.
Okay.
So, thank you very much. And it was great hearing Dr. Pat's voice. And away we go. By the way, yes, I've been in the holistic healing world for since 1982. And I have expanded my world by doing this work. And my book, by the way, is called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. And that is how to get into your own subconscious mind. And we'll talk more about that later in the second hour. But yes, I'm here for the callers. And my website, if anyone wants to get in touch with me, is thedreamclass.com. My name again is Patricia Eltinge, and you can also get to me through Sue at the WAN Institute, and I do take privates. I also deal with men, love hearing from the men and couples, and I do scripts as well. So we'll talk more about the scripts as we go along tonight.
So please feel free to call in and have your questions answered by Patricia Elton. She's worked with Dr. Allen, and she knows all Dr. Allen's material and tools. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. Other than that, let me see. I'll talk a little bit more about my ladies' groups.
Yes.
My groups, I offer them various days and times. They're limited to 5 ladies. Oh, we have a caller here. Caller, you're on the air with Patricia Eltage. Go ahead.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Very good. What can I do for you?
I had a dream recently. My mom and someone was holding hand and walking towards me. And the sound was behind them. What that's supposed to mean?
Your mother was holding hands with whom?
Younger guy in the 20s or early 30s, and I never seen him before.
Okay, well, let me tell you, I'll give you a little bit of intro to the dream world. And in dreams, when you're dreaming of men, you're dreaming of your feelings. And when you're dreaming of women, you're dreaming of your thinking, your productivity, your masculine side of life. And so in this dream, you had your mother, which represents your scripted side of yourself, because that's the one of the persons who gave you the tapes that created the way you think and behave and your attitudes. So here is a dream that's representing in what's going on in your life today, that is where you are running into some newer feelings, but scripted. You're embracing your scripted side with some of your feelings. Now, in the dream, it was a pleasant, the sun was behind them, so they were silhouetted, you're saying, right?
Right.
So if the sun was behind, were they in a good mood? What did this look like to you?
It seems like in a good mood.
Okay, so in our dreams, the people are symbols of aspects of ourself. So they're not representing those people. They're representing sides of you. And so in this dream, when we, again, when we dream of a parent, we're dreaming of our own idea, our own ideas are developed later, hopefully, when we unravel our script. But this is to do with your way of thinking now. About what? How is it you're thinking now about romance, let's say? Because in this dream, it looked like two people having a romance. Are you in a romance now, or are you dating?
No, I'm not.
Well, in this dream, it seems that you're wanting to be. Am I right?
Yes.
Because you want to in your head. And now you are incorporating your feeling-centered side, and that seems like it's wanting to link up with what you think of. So you're wanting in your head and your mind and your thoughts of wanting a relationship. Now your feelings are coming into play. And so when this is happening, you're coming closer to reality and being in integrity of what you want intellectually and what you want in your feeling centeredness. So what are you doing? Are you going, what are you doing to go about being in a relationship?
Well, I don't date right now. So
this dream tells me that you're ready to.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes, this dream tells me, because it's integrated with the masculine and feminine, and it's in alignment with each other. They're holding hands. And the sun is the daylight. The sun is bright, which is the masculine energy. It's pure energy. So you're in alignment with your thoughts and your feelings in this dream. So let's, now that we know that, why don't we go out there and do something about flirting and maybe meeting somebody? Are you open to that?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you still there? Okay.
Yes, well, I'm sorry.
What I'm saying is you're integrated with your thoughts and your feelings to be in a relationship. So let's go out there and do something about it. Have you thought about maybe joining one of the groups so you can manifest what you are thinking and feeling?
Sure, I will.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Patricia.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to say, Dr. Allen has 8 groups going on. Oh, we have another caller already. Caller, you're on the air with Patricia. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hello. I don't know if I'm on the air right now.
You're on. Yes. You're on the air.
Oh, got through after years.
We have Patricia Eltinge, one of Dr. Allen's students.
I'm a protege. I'm a long-time protege. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I had just had trouble logging on, and I heard Dr. Pat's voice. That's wonderful. She has time now and then to be back on. But I didn't know of her studies, you know, for all the years she's been at it. Around the time I got divorced about 13 years ago is when I was fortunate enough to learn, and I've been to many of her public, you know, group seminars in Newport Beach. I live in Orange County, et cetera.
Terrific.
And, so Yeah, and I've been divorced for over 13 years, but I've been in relationships and then the last one ended after, on and off for 9 years. I think I was probably the Peter Pan and Wendy syndrome. I got caught up into that after having read her book after the fact.
And, got it. Okay, well, I'm happy to hear that.
And I don't know if that's because of the masculine in me as a professional in education and in leadership roles. That's probably some things that are contributing perhaps to some of that, and I've worked to, you know, try and use better language and receptiveness to the different levels of emotions and thoughts. So now I'm back 10 years later, and I'm in my later 60s now. It's very different from when I was in my 50s. So,
right.
And I know a lot of the calls in are with younger women in different points of their life. My divorce cost a lot, so I don't need to be in that mess again, but I do want a committed and ongoing, you know, relationship and want intimacy and all of those things. And so I'm online, you know, on a couple sites, and I've already started my duty dating. You know, one was one time, and actually the gentleman called to say I met somebody, blah, blah, blah. And I said, that's wonderful. Congratulations. And then I was with another gentleman, and I know Dr. Pat usually says, and you too, I think, to do at least three times.
Yeah, there you go.
And I could, yes, okay. I couldn't get past the third time. I'm sorry. I just, you know, the gentleman wanted to start kissing me, and I have an artist background, so I'm very, you know, I look at people's faces. I'm sorry. And I'm trying to, you know, be open-minded and all of that, but I just couldn't feel that there would be a connection as nice as the gentleman was. And so I just met this other gentleman who we had a very strong connection online to begin with. He was out of town and couldn't even wait to get back into town to call me and make a connection to meet.
Good.
And so, yes, that I was very excited about. And he was too. There was a lot of playful back and forth on the internet, and that's the long way of getting to my part of the question about internet etiquette and all that. But we met last week. I actually drove to closer to where he was because we're about 45 miles apart, and he had issues with his vehicle, stuff like that. And I volunteered to be the person to drive, and he invited me for dinner, et cetera. And we talked for over 2.5 hours. We seemed to have a really good connection, but it was, you know, he was asking me questions about my past, and out of respect as the gentleman, I answered them, and perhaps I wasn't skilled enough to maybe turn the conversation back to him more, although he's very well known in the recording industry. And, you know, so there was a lot of history of like, oh, how cool, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, and, you know, and, you know, so here I am.
Well, here,
but he was not, you know, narcissistic in it. It was just, it's what he loves to do and does and is very, you know, well known and successful. I'll leave it at that on that part. But I haven't heard from him now in a week. Nothing.
Well, guess what? He's got 8 weeks.
Yeah.
I think you know the drill.
So wait. So this is I remember the painful waiting time.
Right. Let me tell you something about you mentioned about you told him everything he asked you. What we say is you answer all questions unless it incriminates you. Answer all questions honestly unless it incriminates you. So you can pick and choose what you answer, but most questions honestly, unless something makes you look bad. So you'd have to say you were a groupie with every rocker in the industry, but
no, I was
I'm
far from it. I didn't know any of this till he told me. I just liked what, you know, the playfulness online. We, you know, there was a right away,
sure.
And he was the person that found me and contacted me. I'm going, well, this is good.
Okay.
I responded to those things.
Yes, you asked a question, and that was, what about, it's been a week, so here's what we say. You wait it out, and if you felt after 2 weeks, maybe you could drop a hanky and say, where did you go? But really, you're better off waiting it out. Because they want to know if you're going to chase and be in the masculine position. Now, you did say you're over 50, so And this
I'm in my latter 60s.
So this person is over 50 as well, I presume.
He is, yes. And he's actually 10 years old, about 9 years older than me. So he's 80 ish. But, you know, he wouldn't look like it. Neither one of us look like our age.
I hear you. So here's what I'm
like
going to I hear you. But if you want to hear what we have to say, well.
Yes.
Okay, that would be good. We say wait it out. And but if you want to be in the masculine position at your age, you could if you wanted. And then that means you would carry through if the relationship was a go, you would be predominantly in the masculine position, which means you are the primary breadwinner, or you both. You say you don't need to be married. That's fine. You want to be partnered. Being partnered is fine. It just doesn't come with a license.
Right.
So
and expensive costs after.
Many people over a certain age who've been married and divorced, like to be partnered, and that works fine for many people. So
with a commitment, though. Yeah.
With a commitment, and you know the drill already. So you make the commitment of long-term monogamy, towards long-term commitment. So, and you have a promise ring. You can wear a ring so that you're bonded in that way. It's a symbol of being partnered. And so call back again. Call back next week and call back in 2 weeks. But I suggest you keep going out there online and get
a couple
more.
Yeah, I'm got my tail between my legs right now, but I am.
No,
I really don't. Yeah,
I just stick your tail straight up and get out there and strut.
Yeah, will do.
Okay.
So then even that, whether it's internet or not, we still follow kind of the same thing, whether you're on the internet or with someone else, you know, in any other.
You better believe it.
Okay. Yeah, that was what I was wondering about. But it is okay to reach out to someone on the internet and send them a point of interest first, just to like flag them or say,
that's normal.
I like what you said. That's okay. That was the other etiquette thing I was grappling with. Should I not overdo that also? Okay, but that's okay. Well, thank you, Pat, Dr. Pat.
You were talking to Patricia Eltinge. Dr. Pat was on earlier.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's a doctor too, right?
Well,
no, Patricia's not
a
doctor.
I'm a transactional analyst.
Oh, clinical.
A dream analyst. That's very good.
I know you're a dream analyst. Yes, a therapist.
Very good.
Thank you so
much.
We know Dr. Pat, the queen of
all.
Good. Okay, thank you so much kindly. Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller.
All righty, bye-bye.
So you want to tell them? Oh,
we have another caller on the air. You're on the air with Patricia Eltinge. Do you have a question?
Hi there, I sure do. Hi, guys.
Okay,
great.
Hello.
Yeah, so a follow-up, kind of. I wrote the hi-bye letter like a month ago.
Yes.
I'd given it to Dr. Pat. I mean, we reviewed it. I sent it like generous. Anyway, he kind of came back.
Kind of came back. What is kind of coming back? Did you get what you wanted?
No.
Well, when they come back after you've written a hi bye letter, all your stipulations to be with you are embedded in that letter.
Right. But that wasn't the letter. Well, he came back to pick up the mail. I reached out to him because he'd had the letters here, and again, it was packed stuff. And I reached out to him. He kind of disappeared after I wrote that letter. He was here, but not here. And I found out later why now, because he was seeing someone. So that's why he was wishy-washy. And he came back to pick up the mail just a few weeks ago. And started being affectionate. And the chemistry was there immediately. It was the first time I'd seen him since we'd broken up months prior. And anyway, everything was great. And I thought, wow, this is awesome. We're moving forward. This is great. And then he came by again to hang out. And we ended up having intercourse. And I didn't give him the contract again.
You did not?
That. No.
What did you get intimate with him? Did you have sex?
Yeah,
you had sex without a contract.
Yeah. which I've never gotten.
Why did you want to do that?
Well, to admit it, I just have been really lonely for months, and I didn't want to
go out. Okay, so you're a horn dog. Now we know you were horny, and you gave it away, and now what do you have? Yeah. What did he do with that? He had a roll in the hay with you, and is he sticking around?
Yeah, he came back again for another one.
And he came back for another roll in the hay.
Yeah.
Well, are you going to go forward with a relationship, or is he going to be a lover?
Well, that's the thing. So the second time around, I did say, well, it was after the fact, but I did say, oh, this doesn't sit with me right. You know, how we got in the relationship in the first place 5 years ago, was because, the contract. And I said, this doesn't sit with me right. It doesn't sit with my values. And that's what I told him. But I found out after the second time that we had intercourse, I found out that because I went to his place and he had a card that some girl had given him, you know, some kind of love card, I don't know, Valentine's card. Mm-hmm. And he had it up on the wall, you know. And I thought, I didn't know he was seeing anyone. I didn't really ask him. And he was seeing this girl for a month and he just broke up with her a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And now have you both had STD tests before getting intimate again?
No,
since he's been with somebody else?
No, but we did use protection.
Okay. But, so where does it stand now? Are you gave him the parameters? Or are you going to continue
I just said that I have to be in a, I don't do casual sex and I wanted to be in a monogamously committed relationship leading to long term, you know?
Right.
And he said, I just need time. Please be patient with me. I'm just really screwed up and blah, blah, blah. And I was
That's because you gave it. Why? The only person you should be angry with is yourself because you didn't say it up front.
Right. Well, he begged me not to go anywhere. So please stay. Just don't disappear from my life. And to be honest with you, I feel a bit resentful because I wasn't having sex with anyone else. He was having sex with this girl.
There's no resentment. There's no resentment here. You didn't do what was right for you. And the way you would have said to him was, I made a mistake is what you would say. I feel badly that I made a mistake and that I gave you sex, which I shouldn't have. And now I don't want to continue. Are you willing tell him you don't want to continue?
Oh, I said that. I said that yesterday. I said I made a mistake by doing that. And that's not me. He said, oh, I really respect that. Oh, that's so brilliant of you and all of this. But I'm really pissed because he should have been a little, I don't know. After me sending that letter
He's a man. He's a man and he has a right to want sex from as many women as he wants. You have a right to say no and say what your parameters are and your standards.
Well,
there's no reason to be pissed at a man who wants sex.
Well, he didn't just have sex with her once. They've been going out for about a month while I was heartbroken.
It doesn't matter. You had broken up. He has a right to have sex with as many people as he wants who are willing to give it to him.
Right, but I find it a little bit heartless that it was after I wrote
it. He's a man. They're built to do that. Read the book Sperm Wars. Read the book Dangerous Passions. There are many books on the nature of the male of this human species.
But it wasn't
they are designed.
Once.
It doesn't matter. They are designed to have sex as much as possible with as many partners as possible. It's only up to
I wasn't doing that. I was being virtuous.
You are the female of the species. We aren't designed to do that.
But now I
want you to understand this.
Well, he had that card on the wall and then he quickly took it down because clearly that was more than just sex. If she's giving him a card and he kept it up on the wall, isn't it?
It doesn't matter. If he wants to be in a relationship with you, he will come back. But do not chase him if you want to be in the female position.
Oh, I'm not chasing him. I'm kind of disgusted by it all.
There's nothing to be disgusted by. He's behaving like a natural male.
Okay. Okay, but the high bi letter, the very nature of that was me opening up my heart and literally like spilling it out.
But you didn't live up to it when he came back. You did not live up to your high bi letter. I want you to know that. The high bi letter was with all your standards, and then you just threw your standards out the window when he showed up.
Well, I put them back in place now because I know it's a dangerous game.
Well,
it's
after the fact. Yeah. I want you to see where you screwed up. The whole point of the high by letters is stating your standards and what it takes to be with you. And it shows that you were not potent. You lost your potency, and what you said you didn't mean.
Well, it was the first time I'd smelt him in months. So yeah,
it doesn't matter. Your standards don't hold up. Those were just words on paper. Your standards did not hold up, and you let him know that your standards are flimsy. So whether it's him again or another man, let's keep your standards if you want to, or just have a string of lovers. I'm fine with that too, if you want to have a string of lovers.
I'm not very built for that. I just fall in love.
Well, then if you're not built for that, let's try to do it our way. Do it our
right.
way
well,
and keep your standards a little more solid.
Well,
not wishy-washy.
Well, he said to me, please be patient with me. Don't leave me. Don't go anywhere. And I said, look.
I suggest you go date. You need to date.
He did not
come back as your boyfriend. He came back as a lay. He came back to get laid.
Right, and I'm definitely dating now, because had I have known after I spilt my guts out all over the place, waiting here patiently for him,
You say you spilled your guts, but your standards were flimsy. That's all I'm going to say on that one. There's no but. I'm not playing the yes but game with you. There's no but here.
But.
If you say but one more time, we're cutting you off. There's no but. There is no but.
Okay, how about the fact that after I wrote that high bye letter, spilt my heart out, he decided to then get into a relationship? Shouldn't that have been him thinking of coming back to me?
He wasn't ready to commit. He wanted to test waters elsewhere. That's what they do. How old is he?
33.
Okay. He's a natural male who's saying, well, maybe I missed something out there before I come back and commit. That's
right,
nature.
And that didn't work. That didn't work out, so I feel like now he's come back to me, you see?
See, he did come back to you, so lighten up. Maybe he'll come back. Don't call him. Don't do anything. Stay.
Oh, I'm not. He's begging me not to go anywhere.
Why don't you join one of the groups? Why don't you call the One Institute and join one of the groups and let Sue walk with you through this?
I probably should. All right. And
that's a great idea.
If I go out and get a lover for a short period of time, if I just find a lover and balance it out a little bit more, so I feel like I've played around too.
What? Wait. No, it is not better. Is that your standards now? You're going to create new standards so you can be like a man? Do you want to be a man?
Maybe for a night. I don't know.
Why don't you decide who you want to be? Stop thinking about what he's doing. Why don't you just be you and go date and keep your standards? Don't have wishy-washy standards. Create some standard, whatever it is, and not have it be wishy-washy.
Yeah, I agree.
And why don't you join one of the One Institute groups, okay?
Yeah, I think
you some good, because we can walk with you through and hold your hand on a weekly basis.
Right. Well, do you know what also got him back? Was I was doing law of assumption work with him. I was writing, manifesting it every day.
Well, very good, that's fine, but now you have to practice tools. Practice some solid, no, but don't say but to me one more time.
Right.
I do not want to hear the word but.
I don't know if I can get over the fact that you slept with someone else, though, and that's something
you're going to go have to get somebody else then. Throw him in the trash.
Right.
Cross him off the list and go get three more.
Can I interrupt for a minute? Okay. When he came back and you offered him the sex, is when you set your boundaries and say, I'm not comfortable having sex unless we're in a long-term committed relationship.
Oh, I know.
And at that point, at that point, you hold your value because, as Dr. Allen said, men fall in love with virtue, not vaginas. So
but she was horny. Yes, she was horny. But that, she wanted to get laid.
There are a lot of ladies that are horny, and you have to put you have to respect yourself enough to go after what you want, but not give in. Being horny is a male thing. You want, I want sex now. You went masculine, and you just had instant gratification. Patience, passive, vulnerable, and available is feminine.
I know.
It takes a while to get the good man. It's not
join
fast.
A group.
I have
join
a group.
A group.
Contact me and I'll do a 15-minute discovery session with you to see. I have tons of all ladies just like you.
All right. You're Sue. I'm Shauna then.
I'm Sue. Yeah. Contact me at the office and I'll set something up. And this man has not gone away, but you need the tools when he comes back. And number one, the anger that you hold will ruin it for any man you're dating. You're holding too much masculine anger.
And that will poison the relationship. It will poison. The anger is poison.
Yes.
You do not want to taint the relationship with poison.
I help heal the masculine and feminine wounds. I have some tapes on meditation, healing inner child. I'll walk you through. It's a painful process, but you have to learn, do the work. You do the work. I can give you the tools, but you have to do the painful work pushes you.
I'm down to do the work. Yeah, I'm down to do the work. I mean, manifesting isn't easy, and doing all these other tools, they're not easy, but I do them.
But then you spread your legs. Well, it's you do the work, but then you become familiar and you get comfortable with the old you. We have to keep you on the path of, you know, of constant femininity.
Right.
Well, femininity. Yeah. And it becomes a habit. It takes 6 to 8 weeks.
Dad, and he knew it, and he still
don't mind. He doesn't mind read. You have to set a standard of your virtues, and he has a right, as Patricia said, to think, feel, act, be, and screw around. You have to accept him and set your own standard, because you have to put yourself up as high value, and that makes you more valuable, and men want you. You lowered yourself when you gave him casual sex.
No, I agree 1,000%. I did yesterday after we did it again the second time yesterday. I said, oh, I made
okay, after the fact. Okay, well, call us next week, but call Sue at the office and join a group.
Yes, you'll be a good student to work through this. Thank you for calling us, though. And sorry it was such a painful lesson here tonight.
Yeah. It's so much pain.
Okay, thank you, caller. Thank you.
Bye.
That was a perfect example. Okay.
Now, you know, she's a good example of, you know, my groups. I teach the women about the masculine wounds and help walk through. My groups are various days and times. They're limited to 5 ladies. We meet an hour and a half once a week, 4-week, 1-month commitment, and I charge $160. The next group starts in April 3rd. So if you want to join, I have limited spaces. Contact info at drpatallen.com, and I'll give you a 15-minute discovery session to see if I'm able to work with you. If you're, you know, we talked about this, if you're teachable, I hope that your life script isn't keep you tainted and stuck in a place of a never-ending catastrophe loop.
That's right. You know, when somebody wants to do a life script with Pat or with myself, that will get to the bottom of why you have low value of yourself. What is your unworthiness? I can excavate this like a...
Hello.
Oh, we have a caller here. Go ahead. You're on the air with Patricia Eltinge.
Hi.
I have
a question. Mm-hmm. I am engaged.
Right.
And it's going well, but, you know, there's a few things that I, of course, don't like. And one issue that came up recently was we went to an event and he seemed to disappear at the event. Like, he wasn't with me there and had to go find him. Mm-hmm. And he was with a friend. And it seemed like, it almost felt like we were went alone. And I'm just wondering maybe if there was a woman there he may have been interested or dated. And the other one is on Facebook. He was posting us, where his friends could see together. And the last picture he posted, he only picked select friends. So it's not where everybody can see. And mm-hmm. he did change the status, but then my friend noticed that I could see that we were engaged, but to her, we weren't. So it wasn't like he had a status up, but it looks like to me there's a status. So it makes me feel like he's keeping his options open.
Well, when is the wedding date?
Well, it's supposed to be October 15th. I have the ring and everything, and I don't know mm-hmm. if I should confront him. I did confront him. I did already.
What did you say?
Well, I did say about, how he, we went to the event and, he just kind of like dumped me there. And then on the Facebook, it's showing.
You told him both of these things?
Oh, yes, I did.
What and how did you state it? Because everything is communication. How you state things and how they perceive it, because I recognize your voice and you have a tendency to sound like you're going to be somebody's mother.
Oh.
They do not want to marry someone who's going to act like their mother and or a schoolmarm or the mother superior. That's not what they want to marry.
Right, but I also don't want to be...
I want to hear how you said it to him.
No, I said it really sweet. I did not
sweet,
like...
Not sweet, it's the word. You said, I don't like this, I don't like this. Or did you say, you have a right to go off by yourself at an event that we go to together. However, I'm not comfortable being for long periods of time at an event by myself.
Right, I didn't say it like that.
Well, you called in enough times to have hopefully heard these tools. Do you have the book? Do you have Dr. Pat Allen's book?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
All this, the tools are in there, and the tools of communication are in there. When you're uncomfortable in a situation, you talk in the way that they're able to hear you and not sound like their mother. So you would say, you have a right to go here and do that. However, I'm not comfortable with it. And I feel lonely. So if you want to keep doing that, I will have to go home. If that happens again, I will just go home. So are you willing to not do that when we go somewhere together? And that's the contract. You've stated, you made him right when he was wrong. That's way they can hear you. And then you stated coming from your feelings, which is your feminine. You stated how you didn't like something, but then you also made a statement that you didn't want that in the future, because anybody has they can do something wrong at once. And if you state it this way, then they can hear that if this happens again, you're not going to be around. You have to give them the consequence. But you make them understand that you appreciate that they do this, or you understand that they did this. However, you don't feel comfortable this. And would they be willing to do this? This is a verbal contract. Would they be willing to not do that in the future? Because if you do, I will have to just go home. I don't want to be there by myself in the future. And then you wait to hear them say yay or nay. And that is a complete transaction, a verbal transaction.
Okay,
you understand?
Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
And then you said, but all you did was scold him rather than come from the feminine. You scolded him like you were a mother superior or a mean mommy.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and they won't hear you. They won't hear you, and their behavior may or may not change, but they're going to be viewing you differently, not like a person they want to be married to for the rest of their life, because they're going to get constant scolding if they make one false move.
I'm going to cut in.
Yes,
you'll be a good candidate to join my group. I can.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Please join the group and learn the communication tools before you ruin a relationship.
Yeah. It takes 6 to 8 weeks to change a behavior once you're aware. I keep my ladies weekly so I can keep them on the right track so they don't ruminate and go back to the familiar, mothering.
Go back to old patterns.
Yeah, old patterns. It's important to keep you for 6 to 8 weeks to keep you focused and change.
All right.
You need
well,
to
thank
learn
you.
These communication tools before you bury yourself or ruin a relationship that could be a perfectly fine relationship. So don't get mad at men. Try to mold them.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, caller.
Very valuable
from you. Yeah, thank you. Call us back. Okay. We have another caller here. Caller, you're on the air with Patricia Eltinge tonight. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes, a relationship question.
Yes. What can I do for you?
Well, I just pretty much ended a relationship that I had with a man for about 6 years.
Oh, and what happened?
Yeah.
Why?
He never wanted to commit 100% with me. He doesn't believe in marriage. I do. So we have different views on relationship.
Well, did you work this out in the beginning of your relationship?
No, that was the issues. We didn't do that. And so we started being intimate. Mm. And then about a month ago, I decided to stop being intimate. Unless he would give me a commitment. And so he kind of agreed, like, well, and it got me mad because he said, okay, fine, let's be friends. You know, no marriage, no sex. Let's just be friends, I guess. And so I did get a little upset, text him something kind of off. And then I apologized yesterday. The way I reacted, and I said, well, maybe we could be friends. But my question is, can you be friends like that? Or should I just move on?
You can't be friends until you each have new lovers. But let me ask you this. How old are you?
I'm in my 50s.
You're in your 50s, so you're not going to be making babies. You don't need to. You don't necessarily need to be married. You're wanting to be married. What I'm saying is many people nowadays are partnered with a ring, a promise ring, or a long-term engagement ring, which just means you're partnered with a symbol that means you're partnered. And you might be able to open your mind. Would he be willing to be partnered in that way? And could you expand your mind to be partnered in that way with this person? You seem to have gotten along for 6 years.
Yeah, and I talked to him about that, but he kind of... He doesn't say it outright, but I think he does not want to even do that. That's why I totally...
He does not want a long-term commitment, even if it's not on a piece of paper.
And he will say, like, well, you know, what are we doing? We're in a long-term... I mean, he kind of, like, goes around...
No, then here's where you put it to the test. You say, I'm only willing to be... I appreciate that we want different things here. I appreciate that you don't want to state that you want to be in a long-term, monogamous, committed relationship with a symbol, a ring, which does not necessarily mean coming with a license. But if you'd be willing to do that, I'd be willing to be in a long-term committed relationship with you with a promise ring and not have it be a marriage. Would you be willing to do that? So then you're putting it to the test. If he would be willing to do that, if he is wishy-washy there, and any answer other than yes is no, by the way. So in that case, you have given him, you already gave him the consequence. If I don't have this, then I will have to go. I don't want to be in a long-term committed relationship without a symbol of commitment on my finger.
Right. And that's what
cannot be friends with that person until you each have new lovers or partners.
Okay. That's what I
You say bye. And if you want to, we will help you write the hi bye letter, which is basically a gentle golden parachute version of the Dear John.
Okay. That would
If you want to have that soulful letter, we'll show you how to do it.
Yeah, contact the One Institute and I'll send you the format and then you can have Dr. Pat or Patricia go over it. You can schedule an appointment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then get out there and date. You need to go date.
Yeah, I feel guilty dating, but I shouldn't.
No.
I have a gentleman that's interested in me and he treats me very well.
Why don't we start seeing him? Let's see him and two more, please.
Two more? Okay.
Three. We want three. Three until one of them gets you and signs you up for a commitment.
Yes.
Men need to compete, conquer, and control. Men need to know that you are desirable by other men. So when you're dating
three... What if this man already wants a commitment? What if this man that I'm dating, I've known him, I knew him in high school a little bit.
It doesn't
bit,
matter. Go for it. If you think you have chemistry with him, go for it. See if he's willing to give you a ring and have a go at it.
He would.
More on the side. I want you to have two. He's your number one, and then have a number two and a number three ready to go for coffee dates.
Okay. That sounds good. Okay. I just, you answered my question. I can't be friends with him and I just need to move on.
Okay. Well, if you want to write the hi-bye letter, you contact Sue at the office.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
My contact number is 949-723-0338 or info@drpatallen.com. It's drpatallen.com. info@drpatallen.com. Well, we've had a run on callers. It's almost into the hour of dreams, but I think Sam said,
yeah.
Oh, we have another caller here. You're on the air with Patricia Eltinge. Do you have a question?
I do. I have called before.
I remember the voice with the widower.
Yes, okay. The widower.
Okay.
So I went to San Francisco for my birthday, and the widower called me three times the whole time I was out there, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because he kept asking, when are you coming back? And I would tell him each time, but he didn't seem to get it or understand that it wasn't the day yet.
Men want what they want when they want it.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the world.
Okay. So I thought that was good. I was happy every time that he called and I showed it. You know, you can hear it in my voice. So he's invited me, like, I guess Friday is St. Patty's Day, and he said that he cooks, like, corned beef and cabbage or whatever it is that they represent.
Okay.
And invited me. So I said yes. So what is my question? My question is...
I hope you're going to wear green.
Oh, I hadn't planned on it, but okay.
Wear some green beads. Everybody wears green on St. Patrick's Day. Okay, what's your question?
Okay, so I'll do that. This is just really taking long. So he's still wearing his wedding band. So I haven't
Who
seen
cares? Him. You're not married to him yet.
Okay, so I got it. I heard you. So what was I saying? I forgot what I was going to say. He was still wearing his wedding band.
Well, I'm happy that you're willing to keep yourself open to this person, available, and he is still contacting you. This is great. Your patience is a big part of the game, you know. Be patient, passive, and receptive.
Patient, passive, and receptive. Okay.
And available.
And available. I don't have anything else to do, so available. So, I'm writing this down. Patient,
good,
passive.
Good, I'm happy. We love it when people keep notes, because this is how you learn.
Okay, available, patient, passive.
Passive, patient, and receptive.
Receptive, okay.
We are built to be receptive, people.
Okay. So I'm doing that. I haven't seen him since January.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen him since January.
That's okay, but he's contacted you in between.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He had. Oh, this is what it is. Every time we talk, he will say, like when I told him I went to San Francisco, we had talked about going together like last year, but I forgot about that, and he had not really been calling me in between. So he would go away. He works out of town 5 days a week, and then he comes home on the weekend. Mm-hmm. So the last time he called, I keep track of when I call him, because that's how I am. I don't want to overdo it or chase him and things like that.
Good. No, we don't want you to chase, but he calls you, you call him back.
Right.
You call him back. That's normal.
Right. And so every time we talk, he brings that up, that, well, Denise, you went out of town and we said we were going to go together and da 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 da. And I was like, well, you don't really call me, so I forgot that we talked about that.
No.
And yes,
you say, I'm going to clean up your languaging just a little bit there. You say, I appreciate that, but I didn't have an invitation and I was ready to go. So I'd love to go with you sometime. I would love to go together sometime. Just let me know when that would be.
Okay.
Don't let them bait you into arguing.
Right. And I knew that it wasn't right. I didn't want to do that, but I didn't know how else.
Well, this is how people learn the tools. Do you have Dr. Allen's book, Getting to I Do?
I've read that book 5 or 6 times, and I'm still reading it.
Oh, good. It's a great reference book, because the tools are in the book.
Yes. But he baited me, and I fell for it every time. And I know I'm not supposed to. Okay. Well, at least he's still calling, so I'm not that bad.
He's still calling, so don't be mad. We have to just clean up our languaging, clean up our communication tools.
Okay. All right, I wrote that down. I'll write it down. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's my only thing, but I'm going
to
hang
in. And you'll thank them and make it sound like, oh, you still wanted to go? Great. I'd love to go with you sometime.
Okay.
Don't get mad.
Oh, did I sound mad? Yeah.
A little bit.
Okay. So I did say, I said, well, the next trip I'd like to do is Mount Rushmore, where they have the president's face in the
mountain. Why are you leading all of a sudden? Oh, you could say that you want to do that on your own. Not that you're telling him to go. Just if he's asking you what you like to do for yourself. Say, I'm going to go to do Mount Rushmore sometime. That's what you're doing. You're doing that. You're not saying, do you want to do that with me, are you?
No, I didn't say that. I said I was thinking about Mount Rushmore. But what did he say before that? I can't remember what he said, but he was like complaining that I went to San Francisco without him.
Yeah, and you're going to continue to go without him until he closes the deal and asks you to go somewhere with him.
That's true.
Just keep going. Once he figures out that you're going to keep going, he better get going with you.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Ask you to go somewhere, because he's going to know that you'll go.
That's
with or without him, you're going to go.
That's right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Patricia. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Sue. Okay.
Yeah, hope it works out.
Okay.
You don't. Yeah, we don't have to get mad at them. We just let them know that our.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I think Patricia dropped the call. We'll have to call Patricia back. Let's see. Sam Wood said, give her a call. While we're getting Patricia back on the call, I'm going to talk a little bit about my groups. My monthly ladies groups will go over understanding masculine and feminine energy systems, masculine and feminine wounds, and how to heal your wounds. Generally, the ladies hold the deepest wounds, mostly from the father and at times the mother. These wounds manifest in the body and can cause pain and overall unhappiness. The masculine wounds develop when fathers are emotionally or physically unavailable to the child. The child has no safe, structured support. This develops masculine wounds that shut down and build masculine walls around your feminine heart. Learning and processing awareness can heal your masculine wounds. I will teach your feminine mystique how not to be a doormat or mother to men, how to duty date, as well as tools to communicate effectively, not emotionally, and how to protect yourself in emotional situations like criticism, inappropriate orders, unasked for suggestions, and non-requested rescuing. If you want more information regarding my ladies' groups, contact Sue at the office at info@drpatallen.com or 949-723-0338. My groups are various days and times and are limited to five ladies. We meet for a half, 1.5 hours once a week via Zoom. It's a 4-week, 1-month commitment, and the cost is $160. My next group starts April 3rd. So if you want to join, contact me at the Juan Institute at info@drpatallen.com. Sorry, Patricia, you dropped off and I just did a little bit of advertising.
I'm really happy to hear that.
We have a couple more calls in the queue. I'm not sure if we're going to get Dreams. I told Sam just to keep the calls coming. So
keep the calls coming, yeah.
Well, let's stay.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voice.
Yeah. Oops. Well, you'll just keep calling through the list and we'll
get questions
or dreams or whatever pops in.
Yeah, I'll take a little blurb here about until another one comes in about my book. To dreamclass.com, and that's my book is The Dream Class, and my website is thedreamclass.com, and I can always be reached either through the Juan Institute or my office number 310-528-0515 or patricia@thedreamclass.com. So
we have a caller here. Go ahead, caller. You're here with Patricia Eltinge. Do you have a question or a dream to go over with Patricia?
It's kind of a question. I've talked to Patricia recently about feeling breadcrumbed with a guy who's dated me 5 times now. And he comes over and just wants to make out, and then he attempts to have sex with me, but I let him know my standard, and he leaves after a couple hours.
Okay. We've had this going on now for some time now. You say about 5 times. When are you going to date other people and tell him?
I just went on a date today. With
Yay!
Person. Yeah, good. But I'm really appreciating hearing the calls tonight because I do feel this discouragement and anger with men. And I don't want to be angry, but the guy lied about his age and his height from online. And I just, you know, I'm feeling like, man, the standards for men out there are so, like, I want to be with a man, but my God, it's hard to find one that I feel.
You know what? It's a numbers game. So you just keep going out there and you make coffee dates. If you don't want to have extended dates, you meet them for a coffee or you meet them for a sport or something like that. So what I'm saying is you get out there, get back on the horse. But I suggest that the guy who wants to come over to get some sensuous experience with you, you tell him that you're not available until he wants to go further. Do you want to keep going and going like this? You're not comfortable with it.
Actually, because he was just over two nights ago, and he came really close to being like aggressive physically, and I feel nervous now.
This is at your home. I suggest that you say to him that you appreciate that he wants to come over. However, you would be more comfortable meeting him at a outside destination, which would be a cafe or somewhere else like that, and talk. And it's not going to be necessarily a sensuous experience. Tell him that's your comfort zone. Say, so Mike, I'd be more comfortable going somewhere else other than my house. And so what, and you say, what do you think about that?
He's invited me to his house for dinner, but
then he's going to, it's the same thing. It's too much chance for him to push himself on you when you aren't comfortable with what you're telling me. Hey, if you want to get laid, I'm fine with you getting laid. But from what you're saying to us when you call in is that you're not comfortable with it. I'm teaching you how to tell a person you're not comfortable with it.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll have to just let him know if he invites me out again.
Make him right before you don't just let him know. The way are you taking notes? We tell everybody to have a pad by
them. I'm going to listen to this recording and write down, yes.
You say, I appreciate you wanting to spend time with me. And I do have chemistry with you. However, I would be most comfortable not having it at your house or my house. Are you willing to meet me somewhere else?
Okay, somewhere in public outside with our clothes on.
Well, you don't have to say with our clothes on. We know that in public it's going to be with your clothes on.
Right, so you say, right.
I'd be more comfortable meeting you at a destination, some other place, and then if you have to be comfortable with what he suggests. Say, do you have any ideas? Put the ball in his court, and then he says this. You have the veto rights. And then if you don't like that place where he says, then he comes up with another place until you are comfortable. I want you to come from your feminine, feeling centered self.
Okay. And what if, I imagine he might say, okay, let's go like for tea or something. And then he'll make the suggestion to come back to his place or something.
Well, I appreciate, I'll just make up a name. I appreciate that, John. However, I'm not comfortable having you over at my house at this time. Are you willing to just talk some more here, or we should each go home?
Okay, so just have a date and do not end up at his place.
Until you're comfortable, until he offers you something more than just getting his, dry hump from you.
That's basically what it is, yes. And
yeah,
he's
so
getting closer and closer, like pushing harder and harder.
He thinks he's getting closer and closer, but now that you have us behind you, he's getting further and further.
Thank you so much.
Until you set the standards of what that is. And the standards would be, I am, by the way, sir, John, let's say his name is John. I want you to know my goals are in life is, what are your goals, by the way? I'm asking you now. Are your goals to be a married woman or partner?
I do want to be married, and he told me me on the first date he's not gonna, like, he doesn't want to be married, even though, like,
well, if your goal is to be married, you have to restate that, saying, by the way, I just want to let you know that I'm not going to be having sex intercourse with anyone until I have a promise ring and a long-term monogamous commitment with a person heading towards engagement and marriage.
Okay, and
period.
All right, and is this something I could text him?
No.
I'm so cowardly to, like, I haven't been
this
able to.
This is building it. Your muscle, dear. This is building your self-worth.
He may
not be your man, but you're going to build muscle by doing it.
Okay. I find it immense. I know Dr. Pat says say it when he's trying to get in sexually.
Well, you missed the boat there, so you already didn't. and you're not going to. So, okay, so text him. Next time he says something, okay, next time he says, I want to come over to your house, that's when you can say it then. Okay. Next time he comes towards you to want something from you, give him the statement then.
Okay, I'll just say I've really appreciated being with you, and I have definite chemistry with you, and I want you to know. Okay, however, I want you to know. Would that be?
No, however, I feel most comfortable being with somebody who I'm in a long-term committed relationship with, a promise ring, heading towards engagement and marriage.
Okay.
That's who I'm going to be with.
That's going to blow them out of the stratosphere. But
do
I'm
we care? Do we really care?
I know. It's
I'm helping you build muscle here.
And I don't want to be resentful.
And when I say build muscle, it's feminine muscle. It's your femininity. We are strengthening your feminine potency.
Okay. Thank you. I can do it. It's going to be hard, but...
it's going to be hard. It gets easier. And the next one after that will be easier. And the next one after that will be easier until you get a nice person. Nice person who has the same goals as you do.
All right. It's hard to believe there are any guys out there with the same
There's
goals.
There's plenty of guys out there.
Thank you.
There's plenty of guys. You have to think you're already don't start thinking negative, or that's what comes to your plate.
Okay.
Yeah. Positive. There's a lot of guys out there. You've just managed to attract bad ones. Your pickers off.
Well, I managed to keep hanging on to the bad ones, I think.
Don't let them hang around and get the goodies, get the cookies for nothing. Come on.
That's why you think they're all bad, because you hang around, you attract the bad men and you don't let them go. Let's get some good men. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Let's see. Okay. We have more callers in the queue. Sam will say, yeah, we've had a lot of good ladies. You have to build up your self-worth and attract good men. You know, you pick familiarity, you pick these bad guys, you got to let them go.
So anyway, let's get some dream callers in here.
Well, we've got to keep
your dreams.
He's just taking the list. I can't defer.
Yeah, I know. No, it's fine. I'm just encouraging anyone listening.
Yeah.
Anyone listening, call in with a dream.
It's 323-203-0815. We're taking dreams now.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
There they go again. They don't.
You know, sometimes people, please make sure that you, Sam calls you back at the switchboard, and make sure you pick up the call and also enter the callback number into your contacts so it doesn't go to spam. 323-203-0815. If you're calling in, put it in your contacts. Caller, you're on the air with Patricia Eltinge. Do you have a dream or a relationship question?
Hey, Patricia, I have a dream question, a reoccurring dream that I've been having for like 20 years.
Oh, those are good. Let's have it.
Yeah, it's changed slightly, but it's typically in a scenario where everything is normal, except that I am moving in somewhat of a slow motion and I can't like react like I want to or need to. And it's kind of transitioned into people not being able to hear me when I'm saying something, but I seem to be stuck in slow motion while everything else around me is just normal.
You, something in your life, I would say right here, something in that is a, this is a thematic dream. We told that type of dream. It's a theme that has run through your life, which leads me to believe there's something in your script, which is what has been downloaded to you from our parents, our schools, our churches, our temples, our shows we watch, and our politics. So the stuff that's been downloaded to you is affecting you and holding you back from being a fully autonomous, individuated, actualized human being. So what holds you back, behavior or attitude wise, from achieving what you want to achieve in life? What is restricting your potency?
Yeah, it definitely feels like a restriction. Yeah, I feel that makes some sense. I mean, I feel exactly like something is holding me back.
Well, we get to the bottom of what the something is, and now we correlate our dream world with waking life. So in your upbringing or upbringing all the way from 6 months in utero, we are affected by all the data that has been downloaded to us. And so you aren't able to be an individuated, self-whole, individuated, actualized person, because you are restricted. You're being held back. You don't even have a voice, you're telling me sometimes. You can't voice, you can't move in real time. Are you... I'd love to do a life script with somebody like you, because recurring dreams are very much indicate, excuse me, unresolved issues. Where in your life, when did you first start having this theme? What age?
I would guess probably around 16, 15 was when I first started having this type of dream.
Mm-hmm. Like
every so often.
Okay, 16. So that's a time when a person, especially a male, is coming into his own as a man, from boyhood to being a man. Now, at that time, what do you think was holding you back at that time?
Well, I always thought being shy probably had something to do with it.
Mm-hmm. You were shy then?
Yeah, being somewhat of a shy person, that's what was my initial like thought about it. It's like, you know, it's just being a shy person, it's playing into my
life, are you still shy as an adult? Are you an adult now? I mean, how old are you?
Yeah, I'm 38 now, and it started probably in it's been about 20, two decades.
Are you shy as an adult?
I would still say I'm not as shy, but I would say, generally speaking, I would still consider myself somewhat shy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think you became shy?
Yeah, probably from my parents. They're very conservative people. Mm-hmm. Not expressing emotion a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping problems to yourself.
Mm-hmm. And so they showed you to hold yourself back and not express yourself. They demonstrated that or taught you that it's good.
Yeah, I would say, that's kind of how I was brought up, to kind of like my problems are my problems, not other people's problems.
Mm-hmm.
And not to bother other people.
Mm-hmm.
Not to inconvenience other people.
Mm-hmm. So this is hanging on with, just so you know, this continues in your life till we unravel this. When that's what we do, when we discover something like this, we can go in and work on our life script. And what we do, if you want to take this challenge sometime, is call for a life script appointment where I send out a 27 questions evaluation that you work on, and it goes from 6 months in utero, and you fill out. It's very easy to do, but it is very, very soul searching, each of those questions. And then we have an appointment, and I help you unravel how you got that way on a very deep archaeological dig level, and what we can do about it to counterbalance and counteract how you were scripted, so that you can be an individual and have a flourishing life the way you want to be.
Yes, that sounds great.
Well, the way you do that is call Sue at the Want Institute, which is...
It's info. Yeah, info you. At drpatallen.com. You can Google Dr. Pat Allen or the Want Institute, and I'd be happy to set you up with Patricia Eltage for a life script.
Yeah. I think you would benefit immensely from this. And the dream is only an indication that this is an issue and it's holding you back in life, not just in your dream. So we can free you of the chains that hold you back in life by examining all these points.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like something I need to do.
Well, you contact us, and if you want, we will get to the roots of it and dig up the roots and the rootlets.
So Sue it, and I contact her at info@drpatallen.com.
Yes, and I'll give you all the contacts to reach Patricia. Stuff. I have the life script questionnaire to send you as well, and I'll send you Patricia's contact. She does it via Zoom, so you can be anywhere.
Yeah, you can be anywhere. So it's a Zoom conference call.
Yeah, it takes about an hour and a half. So give yourself some time, and it's intense. You'll get a lot out of it.
Well, I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for calling, checking in with us.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great
night.
Bye.
It is interesting when I explain to people how the dream world reflects waking life.
Yes, I know.
And how our dreams, once we understand what's going on in our dreams, which is basically the conduit from our subconscious mind. Ooh, hello.
Yeah, you're on the air with Patricia Eltinge. Do you have a dream or a relationship question?
I have a great dream, so
okay,
get ready.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
I had it a year ago at this time, and I had three of them, like, a couple of days apart.
Oh, they do come in series, yes.
And I'm telling you, this was so vivid, it could give me the chills because I felt like I was just right there. Anyways, mm-hmm. There's a big crowd of people. And as I'm standing amongst them, and as I look up, I see Mike Lindell, the pillow guy. And he turns around and he looks at me and he goes, "Why'd you send me that?" He's like 20 feet from me. And I go, "Because I'm crazy in love with you."
Oh, the pillow goes, guy said that to you?
No, I said that to him. He asked me why I had sent him something.
What did you and send I said, him? What did you send him?
Oh, I sent him an award. Mm-hmm. And then I also had sent him a QRV code mm-hmm. of him at the Trump rally when Trump called him out. Mm-hmm. And said, Mike Lindell and the crowd went crazy. I captured that moment for him and made a QR code in a frame so he could just click on that and savor that moment. Anyways, okay. He had said to me, he turns around and he goes, why'd you do that? And I said, because I'm crazy in love with you. And he goes, okay, I just don't want a big wedding. And mm-hmm. he started to walk away, and I'm going, I don't even want a big wedding. I don't even know why you said that, you know? And so that was that dream. But when I woke up, I was euphoric. I mean, it was like, wow. I felt like somebody had just proposed to me, and I was like flipping out.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So, tell me what that's about.
Well, you said you had a series. It was a series. There were more after that, just like that, or thematically similar.
But they were different things. So, anyways, do you want to hear what the next one was?
Yeah, I'm going to get the theme. Then I'll understand the theme, and then we'll go through it. We'll excavate.
Okay. So once again, I'm in a big crowd, and I'm holding my product, And I guess people are bringing products for him to sell on his My Store deal. And so he's got a lot of people around him. I'm waiting in line. And people started calling out my name around me. And one of his handlers hears the people calling my name and recognizes my name and goes, Holly, you know, come over here, come up front. And I kind of like start, you know, working my way through the crowd to go up front to where the handler is. And I'm looking at my phone, trying to get my phone to open up. It's not opening up. And Mike comes up right behind me with a grin on his face and looks me, you know, just dead in the eyes with a big smirk on his face. And he goes, the reception here is lousy. And I'm going, okay. And the dream ended. And then the next one that I was at a big convention center, and we were up on the top story, and it was just Mike and I setting up the booth, just hanging out, you know, talking about life, just the two of us. And that was
This is a wonderful dream. Now, do you know this person in waking life?
Yeah.
Oh, you do know him personally?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So what is your, this is important because you do know him, but what is your personal take on his character type? How would you describe his character for you, your personal opinion of his character in a nutshell?
For me, I met him through politics.
No, what is his character type to you? How do you perceive, how do you perceive his character?
How do I perceive it? Very kind and loving.
Okay, he's a kind and loving person. Now that we know that, everyone and everything in your dream is an aspect of yourself. So you are dreaming of that aspect of yourself because that's the primary, your primary perception of him, which is that aspect of yourself. But that you are a kind, you're dreaming of the kind and loving aspect of yourself. And then you are in, when you're in crowds of people, those are all your thoughts and feelings. And at the time, did these dreams come in a series in a short period of time or over time?
Yeah. Within
like 1, 2, 3, like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you, this aspect of yourself, what was going on in your life at the time when this, these dreams came to you? Because you were in that place where your loving kindness attitude was present. So what was going on in your waking life at the time these dreams appeared?
Well, I mean, I had been in contact with him.
Not to do with him. It's not to do with him.
In general, I
just used him as a character in your play. So what was going on in your waking life?
I had been working... they were trying to close a restaurant here down because of COVID where I live. And I went to bat for the owner and got the national recognition to try and counterpunch the city council.
Well, you used your charm. He's a charmer. You used your charm and the goodness of your heart to help. And so that's how you perceive him. But that's that's yourself. And at this time in your life, you were being that character aspect was prominent in your waking life. And the award, you were patting yourself on the back in this dream. That's you commending yourself for behaving in this way and feeling, because he represents a feeling-centered side of you. You are actually, at that time, feeling very good about yourself, and the way you related back to that character in your dream, the Mike character in your dream, you were approving of it in your head because you in the dream represented your thinking. So you were in integrity with yourself in this dream, these dreams, because you not only were acting in this generous, loving kindness way, you are also approving of it from your head and the way you thought about what you were feeling and doing. So you were very much in integrity at that time while you were going through that period with the helping people and try to keep a restaurant alive and being a good Samaritan.
Wow. I just feel like I have a lot in common with him. Mm-hmm. Because I guess I perceive him the same way, like you're saying, that
I
am.
He represents an aspect. Yes, you have those attributes. You possess those attributes.
Yeah, I think, you know, I feel like I was really, I have a lot in common with him to the extreme, you know.
Right.
All the way down the
line. He's an outgoing, wonderful character, and so he's a wonderful character to use in the play of your dream world.
So the whole thing about the marriage, what did that mean?
You were bonding with that side of yourself. You were willing to say, oh, this is really a part of me. Look what I'm doing. You were so accepting of yourself and proud of yourself. I'm willing to own it.
Okay.
You're integrating yourself with that aspect.
And I'm so proud of myself. Oh, that's funny.
You are proud of yourself and you're owning it. The thing is, when you're talking about marriage or connecting with someone of the opposite sex in your dream, it's not really about sex or you're not really going to get married to that person. It's about you connecting with aspects of yourself.
Wow. That's so wild. I was going, these dreams are so vivid. I was telling my girlfriends, I'm going, you know, and they're thinking I am nuts. And
get my book. You'll love my book, The Dream Class. Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. It's on Amazon. Give me a 5-star review.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, so it's all about myself. It has nothing to do with Mike. Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
You used a wonderful character to represent an aspect of yourself.
Well, that's good to know.
Okay.
Thank you. We probably have enough time for one more call. We end at 5:50 because it's mm-hmm. a little short of the hour. So mm-hmm. maybe we'll get one more call in and then we'll have to hold off till next week. Sam, do we have another caller? The number is 323-203-0815. I think we did all the advertisement.
That's what I love to help people connect.
Here we go. Caller, you're on the air with Patricia Eltidge. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hello, Patricia. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Lately, I've been having a dream about friends that I haven't been in touch with for years, and this is a recurring dream, and I wonder why they keep dreaming about these people.
Let me ask you this. Is it more than one person or one person?
Yeah, it's a couple that I knew many, many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm. Again, now here's another instance where what is the character type of those people? Because
we
they're representing that character type of them, not your relationship with them. Could you describe the man in a nutshell? Is it a couple, a man and a woman?
Yeah, it's a couple. Yeah, it's a man and a woman.
Describe the man's character and describe the woman's character.
They're both elderly. They're in their 70s to 80s and they're... Mm-hmm. Gray hair.
Type, not looks.
Character type is they're very outgoing, very outdoorsy kind of people.
So these people are representing the masculine and feminine sides of you. So you've had this dream lately. This is current?
Yeah, this is current. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're representing both the masculine and feminine sides of you. Now, the woman is representing your thinking, your productivity, your masculine side, whereas the man is representing your feminine side, which is your feeling centeredness. It seems mm-hmm. weird, but that's the paradox anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And
I see.
So you are somehow when you have two characters in your dreams that like that, there's a female and a male, you are connecting again with the aspects of yourself. And you sound like you may be an old soul because these, you say they're outgoing and outdoorsy.
Yes.
And
yes.
This is the connected side of you where you are owning those sides of yourself. And are these sides that you have yourself?
Some of them, not all of them, yeah.
Well, there's something that isn't, because of the fact that they're older. Now, were you imprinted as a young person by these type of character types? Were these part of your imprint, these characters? Okay, well, when we have people come in our dreams that are older like that, they are, and people that we have known, it's not about them, it's about the imprint they had on us.
Mm-hmm.
So what other, how else did these characters imprint you?
So the first person was kind of ignoring me, and the second person was very talkative to me. So I don't know why it was that.
But did they have an imprint on you in your life earlier?
Oh, yes, they did.
What I'm asking.
Yes.
In your waking life, what kind of an imprint did they have on you?
We were friends for many years, and they were very good friends.
Mm-hmm. But how did they imprint you? How did they affect you?
They always gave me lessons in life. They always try to, address issues that I have, you know, all those things that they played a role in my life.
Then I see these character types when they appear in your dreams, they are coming as your spirit guides. What is going on in your waking life where you are drawing upon people who gave you good advice, because this is your, they represent your subconscious mind that has good advice for you.
I see.
So what's going on in your waking life right now where you are looking for the good advice that you got from those people? But you have it. You own it because they imprinted you. So what's going on in your life, huh? Now,
Very stressful. Oh, yeah,
stressful.
Very, very stressful, yeah.
Okay, now this is what you can draw upon. You can draw upon your own subconscious mind using these character types that you have the information that they once gave you. Mm-hmm. It is stored in your mind to use for these stressful times for you.
Okay, that makes sense.
If you can remember and draw upon the lessons they taught you.
Okay.
Yeah, can you do that?
Yes, I can do that.
Well, what is it that you could be using now in your life?
I can use methods to kind of like defray the stress in my life, because they were always like telling me that I shouldn't take things, you know, too deep and be so stressful about things, because that too shall.
They told you that, so they taught you that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's the message that's trying to come through to you, messages that you once learned from them.
I see. I understand. Okay.
So that's how it works.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
You have them as spirit guides in the back of your mind.
I understand. Yeah. Okay, I will use the tool.
I encourage people to meditate once they discover what it is that can be used from their dream world to their waking life. Sit quietly for 20 minutes and allow those messages to continue to help you.
Makes a lot of sense, yeah. Well, I definitely will do that, yes.
Great. Good dream. Well, I hope you call again.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, caller. Okay. That's the end of our radio show. For everybody that didn't get in, please call back next week and join us. Patricia, do you have any closing words you want to follow up with?
I do. I want to say that there are no bad dreams, only sometimes scary images, because all dreams wish us well.
Thank you. And remember, callers, please call back next weekend for Patricia Eltinge to go over relationship questions and dream interpretation. And I want to say good night, everybody.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.